In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If I were to ask you this morning who said these words, please raise your hand if you know them. Let my people go. Do you know who that is? Who isn't? Seth. Speak up. Moses, the prophet of God, he said those words. Let's say them together. Let my people go. Now I'm going to sing something to you, and I want you to sing it back. Let my people go. Can you sing that? Let my people go. All right, now I'm going to sing a phrase, and when I point to you, I want you to sing that. When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. One more. The Lord told Moses what to do. Let my people go. To lead the children Israel through, let my people go. 9 times Moses went into Egypt to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. And when Moses didn't listen, God sent plague after plague after plague. First of all, turning the water into blood. Next, sending a plague of frogs. Then gnats and flies and pestilence on the livestock and boil and hail and locusts and darkness. The people of God watched as God performed these wonders. His power over nature, especially over the gods of Egypt, one by one he humbled them, as Moses said, let my people go. And there was a last plague that God had set, that he would also send not only upon Egypt, but also Israel. The children of Israel would become active participants in this plague. Their faith would be put into action. For on this night, the last and the greatest plague would be a night of death. And not just a little death. All of the firstborn sons of the land of Egypt would die this night. He told Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. Maybe that's Pharaoh. Pharaoh had 9 chances to avoid this fate. Now God would turn the tables. But there was a way of rescue for the people of God. It was the blood of a Passover lamb. The blood of the lamb would cause death to pass over. So at twilight, the children of Israel were to slaughter a lamb and paint their doors a little bit on the top, a little bit on the bottom, and a little bit on each side. Can you do that with me, boys and girls? What did I just make? A cross. God was foreshadowing what he would do through his people by his son on the cross. That very night, as the angel of death saw the blood, he would pass over those that had their doors marked with the blood of the Lamb. If you listen very closely in our New Testament reading this night, you heard this morning, if you heard it very closely, you heard John the Baptist say something very profound. He pointed to Jesus and he said, behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. God chose his firstborn son, God of God, light of light, to sacrifice his blood on the cross, not only for the children of Israel, but for you and me and for the sins of the entire world, the Lamb of God's blood shed on the cross would mark us free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. The church has been proclaiming those very words ever since John the Baptist spoke them. O Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. If you haven't noticed it before, we sing those words every Lord's Day, right before we receive his very body and blood shed on the cross, now poured out for us in with and under bread and wine to wash away our sins and make us his children. Yes, in this holy sacrament, death passes over. And that is why the pastor says at the end of the communion liturgy, the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen, preserve, and keep your bodies and souls in the one true faith to life everlasting. That is what we confess in this fifth ordinary called the Agnus Dei, to remember and to teach us that we too participate in this Passover, death Passovering us and giving us his eternal victory. We sing that hymn boldly and clearly. And to conclude this sermon, I would like you to sing it with me. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. Peace in our troubled world. Peace in our troubled lives. Peace in every time of trouble and need. Grant us thy peace, O Lord, that our souls may rest in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith to Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.